This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I know I said I was going to quit talking about it, but now that young Charlie Gard is gone, one thing that I am looking at is everybody that spoke about this. And one of the side effects of this horrible case is that it is the kind of story that would force anyone who wishes to talk about it to define themselves, whether openly or implicitly, on certain fundamental issues like self-ownership versus socialism, private family versus the state, and the principal defense of individual liberty versus progressive pragmatism, you know? One of the most predictable and amusing aspects of this moment of self-revelation is the hatred and the invective which the defenders of socialism, state, and pragmatism, which in this case means state ownership and disposal of an individual human being, spew at those of us on the other side of the argument who believe responsible parents and not the impersonal government goons ought to have a decision-making authority over a gravely ill child and their treatment. Case in point, at AmericanThinker.com, a kind reader drew the attention to a piece that appeared on the London Sunday Times by Melanie Phillips, defending the great Ormond Street Hospital as demigods of love and compassion, ridiculing Charlie Gard's parents as pitiable, but essentially misinformed and uneducated dupes, and most interestingly, blaming a hysterical American conservatives, that would be me, and singling out American Thinker for special condemnation for causing both parents' false hopes and the general public outcry over Charlie's predicament. Now, I saw a lot of stuff coming from American Thinker. I like their stuff. So, because somebody actually wrote something about it, that gave false hope. But Ms. Phillips, part of her screed in defense of forcibly preventing parents from trying to save their own child's life, starts like this. The agonizing case of Charlie Gard, the 11-month-old baby dying from a rare form of mitochondrial disease, has finally reached its sad and inevitable conclusion with the announcement of his death. Why was that inevitable? Was it because the British government prevented any other outcome from being looked at or thought about? Or because they refused to allow their parents to take their child to a foreign hospital where he might receive experimental treatment for his condition? Treatment that, which even Phillips admits may, though a long shot, have made a difference, although no one can ever know for sure, thanks to the government's coercive prevention of that. When the state says, we're going to allow your child to die and there's nothing you can do to stop us, then yes, death becomes fairly inevitable, doesn't it? Ms. Phillips continues on. The hospital refused to agree with the parents' request to take Charlie home to die because of the difficulties of providing the particular ventilation and other procedures for Charlie at the home and the potential for causing him yet more distress. Let's get this perfectly clear, shall we? The hospital was demanding that Charlie be removed from his life support systems and allowed to die immediately. But the parents could not take him home because the life support systems could not be properly managed there. Why isn't that a decision the parents should be allowed to make? Maybe it's because the hospital was dedicated to preventing yet more distress, whereas Charlie's parents were out to cause their baby more distress. She also writes, the parents deserve only our most profound sympathy. Their unremitting rage at the hospital has to be seen in the context of mind-altering grief. So translation of that, the parents are too grief-stricken to think rationally, so the government has to step in and be rational on Charlie's behalf. And this argument, if you follow it through to its logical conclusion, is the standard progressive leftist argument for state control of every significant aspect of your human life. This is why it would be helpful if we were disarmed, like they are in England, for example, where this happened. People with emotional attachments and vested interests cannot be counted on to choose what is best according to the state. So impersonal government experts must decide what is in everyone's best interests. Ms. Phillips, of course, is not finished yet, so she continues. For did all those people who demonstrated outside the court and shrieked that the staff at GOSH were murderers, or wrote ignorant and intemperate opinion pieces in the American media declaring that only the parents had the right to decide what was in the best interest of their child, really believe that the parents know better than neurologists about damage that has been done to the brain? That was never the point, you idiot. The point is not whether doctors know more than non-doctors about medical matters. The question is how a superior knowledge of medical matters translates into absolute moral and political authority to determine a child's fate against the wishes of his parents. Ms. Phillips' easy presumption that medical knowledge equals coercive decision-making power only makes sense to a mind thoroughly suffocated by the progressive air that we have all been forced to breathe most of our lives. So, progressivism at its historical roots, a religion of paternalistic experts, and they have holier-than-thou disdain for the ordinary citizen, and that someone knows more about a specialized area than you do in no way establishes that you must relinquish your rights or your parental authority or your child's life to the government. She continues on, this case has absolutely nothing to do with the state or the government. This is not Charlie's parents versus the state. This was Charlie's parents versus the medical profession, a conflict in which the courts were brought in as a dispassionate arbiter in the best interests, above all, of the sick child. But it was a state-owned and operated hospital funded through taxation, and that, by extension, you idiot, is the government. A court is a government arbiter. They exist and act as government institutions. Your argument is about as rational as saying that parliamentary decisions have nothing to do with the government, since members of parliament are merely individual men and women who get together to make public policy. Socialized medicine, which is what people in Britain used to call their health system before politically correct euphemism became the norm, is a manifestation of socialism, as its name suggests, obviously. So, which in turn means that it is thoroughly enmeshed in the state by its very definition. A socialized hospital is a government facility administering government policy, in this case regarding health care. And here comes the predictable straw man attack against the American conservatives. Off she goes. The commentary emanating from the United States, however, was staggeringly ill-informed. The website American Thinker, for example, ran one hysterical piece after another. Thus, the case represented a perfect crystallization of the full heart and soul of socialized or single-payer health care, a tyrannically impersonal medical system in which the individual human being is property of the state. Okay. I saw that. I talked about that. But she neither names the quoted HE writers or titles and doesn't even provide links to the cited articles. And that kind of citation is not merely a matter of ethics. They also strengthen your own position, particularly when citing an author on the other side of the issue. If you're not prepared to direct your readers to the full argument, you're criticizing, but you're going to cherry pick it. Okay, we get it. So, she argues that a socialized hospital has nothing to do with the government, that loving parents, because they love their child, are disqualified from having that moral responsibility, and it had to be snatched from them. Okay. The world was watching. Charlie is in heaven, and we're all sitting here in hell, and you are stoking the fires, lady. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
And we are back live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Nancy Pelosi is sort of a gift that keeps on giving. She's been calling Trump Bush for a while. Pretty good indicator she's starting to lose control of certain things that happens in her head. But you know one thing about her? She was a far more effective Speaker of the House to push the Obama agenda than Paul Ryan has been to push the Trump agenda. Now, in all fairness to the Republican leadership, the Democrats are a very loyal group, and they're loyal to their president, and they vote the straight party line. There's a few Democrats, like Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who will make some noise of independence, but when the votes are cast, they do what they're told. So, 2 days ago, Sunday, Nancy Pelosi said it was unimportant for Democrats to win the midterm elections in 2018. And she is correct. Let us take stock, shall we? We've got John McCain, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski in the Senate. Who needs the Democrats to stop the Trump agenda? These Republicans voted against repeal of Obamacare. McCain voted against the Bush tax cuts in 2001. He will probably vote against the Trump tax cuts just because he's McCain. His most significant legislation in 30 years as a senator is the McCain-Feingold law, which restricted free speech during elections. Bush should have vetoed it, but he signed it into law. In Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission, the Supreme Court ruled that the First Amendment prohibits the government from restricting independent political expenditures by non-profit corporations, for-profit corporations, labor unions, and other associations. The Democrats rail against Citizens United every time they get a chance, but McCain pushed for his law with the liberal Russ Feingold. McCain attacked the Supreme Court's decision, saying it was the worst decision ever. That's quite something to say when you consider stuff like the Dred Scott case and Roe versus Wade. Why should the Democrats spend money to win some House seats? If the House passes a bill the Dems do not like, and there's only 52 nominal Republicans in the Senate, the defection of several Republicans will kill the House pass bill. And that means that McCain has finally achieved his dream of being Mr. Bipartisan, Mr. Reach Across the Aisle. He can block any bill the Democrats do not like. Since he is at the end of his career, and I know he's got cancer or something in his brain or something, I know he's become a sympathetic figure. He should go ahead and switch his party registration to Democrat and stop pretending he is a Republican. He will be at home with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I'm ready to see that happen. There are other, you know, Dean Heller, Jeff Flake, Lindsey Graham. There are plenty of Republican senators in the upper house that are way too busy being way too important. But McCain is the maverick. He goes against everything. He's a maverick because that's what being a maverick means. You go against everything, against all convention. That part I don't quite get, but that's, you know, it's all beside the point. So I ask this question. Should we be pushing for simple majority vote in the Senate? Because with Murkowski, Collins, and McCain, that means we may be able to get a split. Actually, it wouldn't be a split because it would be something like 51 to 50 with those three voting against. So even with Pence throwing his vote in there, we would not win because of those three Republicans. Murkowski, I don't even know why she's running as a Republican. She won this... She retook this Senate seat as a write-in. Joe Miller beat her. Alaska, I really don't get you. How on earth did you let Miller beat her in the Republican primary, and then she managed to wage a write-in campaign and beat him? How did that happen? We don't need to reach across out. Because I'll tell you why. Because inevitably, because some of these Republicans aren't doing anything, they will get punished by being removed. And when they do, they may be replaced by Democrats. And if the Democrats take the Senate, they will change the rules to simple majority. They will do away with the filibuster. The filibuster is an ancient rule. It is not used the way it is supposed to be used. It's not used when we need to use it. When the Republicans have it, I mean, my senior senator, who sits on the Judiciary Committee, who approves Supreme Court justices, he just rubber-stamped Kagan and Sotomayor because he believes that the winner of the election should get what he wants. So, and he believes that because he thinks when it is inevitably the Republicans' turn that the Democrats will extend that same courtesy to him. But did they? No. And we've got Kagan and Sotomayor on the court. And now everybody's hoping that Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Kennedy, none of these guys quit or die or anything else. Retire. Because then that changes everything. That changes everything. Except that's already been, you know, that's already been worked out. They've already approved the simple majority to confirm a Supreme Court justice. That is inevitably going to happen, too, because Trump will get reelected. No matter what you see in the press, no matter, and unless something comes to light that is so crazy that I can't figure out what it is just yet, Trump will get reelected. Pretty simple thing, really. He will get reelected. When we get back, I was stationed in Germany for 3 years. A lot of people have been in Germany or, you know, visited Germany. And they really have gone downhill from what they used to be. That when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
And we are back. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I misspoke in the tease, because tonight I have part two of the military coup against Donald Trump of 2018. When we last left off, General Kelly had told Donald Trump, that the president, that they were under a military coup and they were being besieged in the White House. So as we pick this up, the New York contingent of plotters are in the New York Times building. They're going to use their communications resources to monitor this coup. In Washington, the plotters were spread out. The State Department, the FBI headquarters. New director was under arrest, and his Obama holdout deputies were overseeing the arrest of key Republicans, conservative Supreme Court justices, and other appointed officials. Pentagon was paralyzed because the plotters had enlisted enough officers to prevent an effective counter-response. And, of course, the NSA had ensured that all comms were out of the besieged White House were down. So they began to proceed, but not necessarily according to plan. Secretary of Defense was outside of the Offutt Air Force Base Commander's quarters having dinner with the commanding general. His security detachment of former Marines and ex-Delta lingered around the 3 black Blazers parked out front. These are very hardcore people. That was why one former operator duly stationed himself in the backyard, even though they were in the middle of a secure base. 4 other Blazers turned down the street, and the detail alerted, their long weapons within reach. The newcomers pulled up, and several men piled out, screaming, There's a threat. We have to secure Mattis. The head of the detail asked Secretary Mattis, where are you? The newcomer drew a weapon, and Mattis's detail swung into action, laying down a heavy blanket of aimed fire. The attackers, several went down on each side, and the attacker seemed to have the edge for a moment until the former Delta operator stationed in the rear charged their flank with his HK-416, blazing. With the attackers dead, along with a couple of his own people, his security men hustled the sec death out of the house and into his blazer. Mattis ordered, get me to the 595th Command Group. General Leonard Smith looked at the map from his Pentagon command post. The Army's 3rd Infantry Regiment, with two battalions, was heading into D.C. through the D.C. police lines. The roads were clear. There was a curfew order broadcast on all TV stations. A battalion of military police from the D.C. National Guard was mobilized and surrounding the White House, assisting the coup forces. But the White House was holding on. The attackers launched several pushes, and they were driven back. Secret Service snipers on the roof and in upper windows were taking a heavy toll. Casualties were high on both sides. Regardless, Washington was effectively held by the plotters. The coup-friendly commander had his Marines from the infantry school at Quantico, south of the district, getting organized into tactical units. By morning, they would reinforce the coup forces already in the capital. All the troops were told they were going to secure the White House from terrorists, but it was only a matter of time before they discovered that they themselves were the enemy. Smith had argued against putting Hillary Clinton on television so soon, but the other plotters were sure her appearance would rally the people. Seemed to, in New York, the people had come outside to celebrate and turned it into a riot. Mayor de Blasio had ordered the NYPD into its stations, and on the streets it was a bloodbath. But in Red America, the response was different. Patriots watched Hillary on their television, and then they unlocked their gun safes. The E-4 command and control aircraft took off from Offutt Air Force Base heading east. The networks were broadcasting Clinton's awkward speech over and over, but there was no news coverage. And more importantly, there was no word from the president other than Hillary's ambiguous and odd statement that the Trump is neutralized. Secretary Mattis could not raise the White House nor the Pentagon. He did raise several combatant commanders around the globe. Some had no idea what was up. Some pledged loyalty, and some apologized and told him this was for the best. And some hedged. And Mattis would not have it. He said, you better decide if you're a patriot or a traitor, and if you choose wrong, so help me, I'll see you hang, he told one coup curious Air Force four-star. Mattis heard the officer gulp on the other end of the line before pledging his loyalty. The commander of the 18th Airborne Corps, Fort Bragg, refused his call, but the commander of the 82nd Airborne Division, part of the Corps, was an old friend from Iraq. Mattis called his cell, and the two-star answered. Mattis began, Dave, do you know what's going on? He said, sir, this is an unsecure line. He said, they got the NSA. Everything is unsecured. Now listen, I need you. The country needs you. Your boss is dodging me. That means he's dirty. Where do you stand? We're the All-American Division, sir. We stand with the elected president and with you. Okay, Dan, then here's what you need to do, and you need to do it at dawn. I've got an Air Force four-star on hold who's going to help you make it happen. Captain Fuller said to his regimental commander, you know, if we keep firing on the White House like this, we're going to kill the people we're trying to rescue. Fuller's company was usually doing guard duty at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, but the 3rd Infantry was a full qualified infantry unit, too, on tap for emergencies in the D.C. area, just like this. The colonel repeated, secure it, use all necessary force, those are not friendlies, they are terrorists. The colonel left, and the captain looked down at his cell phone, no signal. A pair of troops carried a wounded sergeant past him to the aid station set up in Lafayette Park. He shook his head. What have we got going on here? The 18th Airborne Corps, headquartered at Fort Bragg, had about six guards out front. It had not yet been enclosed with concertina wire. The 82nd's trucks arrived brimming with battle-geared maroon beret-wearing paratroopers from the 101st of the 325th Infantry. The guards stood stunned as the troops rushed past them into the building with their general carrying his M4 in the lead. The 82nd's commander pointed at the three-star. Sir, you are relieved by order of the Secretary of Defense. Sergeant Major, take the commander and his primary staff into custody. Once the coup plotters were taken out, the new commander turned to the room and said to the stunned assembly, okay, gentlemen, I am now going to brief you on Operation Nijmegen. Inside the Oval Office, General Kelly and the Secret Service agents were both holding on to long weapons, As the window glass continued to shatter under fire, they were outgunned. The enemy outside, which apparently included army forces, was closing in across the White House grounds. A couple of agents lay dead on the carpet. Down below, many meters, the president and his family were securing the bunker for now. Secret Service agent rose and fired off a burst from an MP5 out the window. Kelly turned and saw a White House staffer in a gray suit with glasses moving up on the hall. "Give me a weapon," the general shouted. "Get the hell out of here. I was a Marine in the Hellman before I was a government flunky, general. Now give me a weapon." And Kelly nodded and tossed him an M4. National Stadium was packed with prisoners. GOP congressmen were held next to deputy undersecretaries and Fox News reporters. Justices Gorsuch and Alito commiserated near home plate. Steve Scalise talked to Ted Cruz by the dugout, and their guards, mostly garrison troops from the Military District of Washington, had few answers for their furious charges. I'm going to hold that right there, and we'll continue this when we get back. Because this is exactly the way I think it would go. As a matter of fact, I don't think it would go this well for the coup plotters. But this is something to consider for those of you who think it can't happen here. With the Never Trumpers, with the Democrats. Makes me wonder when it's going to happen here. And to what degree. We'll be right back.
Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants and helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And we are back live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When we last left off, this is part two of the series that was coming out of TownHall.com by author Kurt Schlichter, called The Military Coup of Donald Trump. When we last left off, we were talking about where all the everybody was being held at Washington National Stadium. In California, the new governor, Gavin Newsom, because Jerry Brown had resigned to dedicate himself to seeking enlightenment in Tibet, had gone on the air to declare his support for the coup. With a media blackout, Twitter became the prime news source. Congressman Ted Lieu was tweeting his coup support incessantly. He had been an Air Force JAG and fancied himself a great choice for Attorney General now that Jeff Sessions was under arrest for treason and hate crimes. Louise Mensch was tweeting that she should be the next Grand Marshal of the Supreme Court. Hollywood stars were ecstatic. Lena Trump announced on Twitter that now that Trump was deposed, she could achieve bliss again. But other states reacted differently. Texas's Governor Greg Abbott went on television to mobilize the Texas National Guard and pledge support for the president. He then negotiated the peaceful surrender of Fort Hood, the largest army base in the United States. Two dozen other governors did the same, assembling forces while others sat on their hands, eager to be on the winning side. By now, the people were responding. In New York and Los Angeles as well, there was chaos in the streets. But in red states, armed citizens began to appear at important sites and buildings, ready to protect them with their weapons. Other citizens used the internet, which the Silicon Valley tech billionaires who were in on the plot had demanded it not be interfered with, to spread the word. The patriotic citizens of the United States would resist the hashtag the resistance. They would not quietly allow their voices to be silenced, their sovereignty stolen. And on the command and control aircraft as it cruised over Tennessee, Secretary Mattis was listening. He looked at the communication NCO beside him. He said, "Son, get me online on this tweeting thing. Here's my message. I'm coming back to Washington, and I'm bringing hell with me." 3rd Infantry had nearly reached the West Wing near dawn and were shooting it out at close range with those inside. With the sun rising on the east, Captain Fuller's first sergeant approached him with an ancient artifact, a portable radio. The NCO said, "You got to hear this, sir." And again, this is Larry O'Connor on WMAL in Washington. I'm going to report as long as I can before the police break down the studio door. We are in the middle of a coup against the president. I'm apparently the only one reporting from inside Washington. There's a massive battle at the White House going on right now, but they have not yet taken it. Secretary of Defense Mattis just announced on Twitter that he is returning to Washington, and he's calling for the surrender of the coup plotters. Captain Fuller said, "We are on the wrong side." General Kelly, a half dozen agents, and the former Marine cross-leveled their ammo. They had about a magazine each, and that wasn't enough. And then they started to hear a long, grumbling roar of dozens of jet engines overhead. One of the bureaucrats looked up and said, "Somebody just got air support. I hope it's us." 2 dozen C-17s flew over the length of the National Mall at 1,600 feet. It's not the best drop zone. They anticipated 15% casualties landing, but the best under the circumstances. And the 82nd commander stood in the door and jumped. Perhaps the first all-American general to jump into combat since Operation Market Garden in 1944, when the division jumped into Holland to seize the bridge at Nijmegen. General Smith's deputy said, "It's a brigade combat team out of the 80 Deuce. The 3rd Infantry and the other forces surrounding the White House have surrendered. They have Capitol Hill. Armed citizens have mobilized in other cities, and the president is going live on Fox. It's back on the air." And the general sat down. His phone in the Pentagon had stopped ringing. The plotters were scattering. He reached for the remote and turned on the big screen to Fox, and out of the corner of his eye, he could see people slipping out of his command post. President Trump appeared on screen with a look of seriousness of purpose that he had not displayed before. He announced the coup was crushed and that there were many dead and that those who committed these crimes would be held accountable. The deputy appeared with a mobile phone. He said, "It's Secretary Mattis." "Sir," said the general. Mattis said, "Don't sir me, you damn traitor. It's over. You're finished. You give the order to your people to stand down so no one else has to die. And if I do, maybe I'll have you shot like a soldier instead of hang like a dog. I'll give the order, but a trial will be messy." "Then be a man," Mattis said, and he hung up. General Smith said to his deputy, "Give the order to all of our forces to surrender." The deputy nodded and left. General Smith took the Beretta out of his holster and ensured there was a round in the pipe. And he was a man. Trump's general commutation of the death sentences for most of the coup plotters to life in prison was intended to help heal the nation, but the hate and anger was still there. Some wounds just wouldn't heal, and the exact number of dead was set at 324, including the vice president, but the damage to the country was much deeper. The decision to abandon the norms and rules of a democratic republic could not simply be undone. A whole generation of leftist politicians were barred from office and from speaking on political issues, and now those purporting to resist were subject to prosecution. Dissent had morphed into criminality, and it was now to be treated that way. And it came to pass that the government power abused by the plotters was in turn used by the elected government to preserve itself against future threats. Those who had been subject to the failed coup saw no other alternative in order to protect the will of the people. So in a way, the plotters succeeded. They were looking to overturn the republic. They just weren't the ones left standing after they managed to do it. This is exactly why a civil war is the last thing we want. Because it would be probably a generation before we ever allowed the norms to come back. And it would just about have to be done that way. It would just about have to be done that way because of that subversion of the will of the people. And it would turn into a military situation, which is the whole premise behind martial law. Now, it's not M-A-R-S-H-A-L. It's M-A-R-T-I-A-L. Martial, as in war. Kurt Schlichter is a former military officer. And, I mean, everything he's saying is pretty spot on. That is exactly the way it would go. And I would expect the armed citizenry to do exactly that. And I would expect a lot of things. The change would be it would be stark. It would be stark for those that are not of the right mindset. And this is why all of this violence that the Democrats are doing, this is what makes it so dangerous, because this is what it will morph into, because they are losing. Everything this postulates is currently happening right now. It's currently happening. All of these accusations, everything falling flat on its face. Trump is succeeding, despite their best efforts. We had better keep an eye on these people, because they do not have our best interests at heart. Coming up next, Bob Boylard. He runs something called Defensive Strategies, and he wrote a very good article on what I talked about back in April, and I've talked about since then, on this unforced error that the NRA has done, and now it's getting worse. That's coming up next. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship for the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.